If I'm a local business in your area, can I easily find anything online about advertising on your radio station? Well, today we'll explain why creating online content specifically for your advertisers is essential to growing.
You're listening to Better Radio Websites, the definitive podcast for radio professionals who want their websites to generate more traffic and substantial revenue. Get time-tested techniques, secret tricks, and valuable tools in online content, marketing, analytics, security, social media, and much more. Ready for your radio station to dominate digital in your market? Here we go.
Hi, it's Jim, and welcome to Better Radio Websites, the podcast that wants to help you get more visitors and the most revenue from your radio station website. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. And this week, we're talking about directly going after advertisers online. Sure, most of the time, our websites are all about getting more listeners and creating content to keep them coming back to the website day after day after day. But what about advertisers? Is it easy for advertisers to find your offerings online? Because if somebody new comes to town, a brand new business, then the first thing that they're going to do is do advertising opportunities in my town. Will your radio station or your group be found in those search results? Because more than likely, the group or the radio stations that is being found are the ones that are going to get the first calls, and you want to be among those. So creating content specifically targeted to radio and online advertisers is a B2B marketing strategy, business to business, that can significantly benefit your radio station or your group. The strategy is essential for several reasons. Incorporating it into your content plan can enhance your relationship with your advertisers. It can attract more advertising revenue, and ultimately, it can move the needle in growing your radio station or your group online. What we're talking about today goes beyond the static Advertise With Us page. We're talking about content that you're continually putting on the website on a consistent basis. Now, before you say, hey, I'm going to turn this off now because I have no time for that, please lean in, because we're going to give you some tips on how to make this entire process a whole lot easier, as well as giving you 20 right off the bat examples of what you can do and how to easily turn that content into great engaging content for your online advertisers. So why is targeted content for advertisers so important? The first of all, and the most important reason, is that's going to enhance your advertiser relationships. Creating content that addresses your advertiser's specific needs and interests shows that you understand that they have challenges and objectives, and it puts your radio station and your group right at the forefront of solving those issues. This can strengthen your relationships with them because they've already built a relationship with you before they even picked up the phone to give you a call. So it builds trust. It makes it more likely that they're going to either go with you or continue investing in your radio station or your group. Increased value proposition. By offering insights, tips, and success stories to relevant advertisers, you really position your radio station as the thought leader. And this is going to be making you a valuable partner in their overall marketing strategy. This increased value can justify higher advertising rates, and it can attract more advertisers. That's what it's all about. It's also good for audience engagement insights, because content targeted to advertisers, when you dig into the data on what they, more advertisers actually go toward and more advertisers, consume this piece of content over this, you gain valuable insight into what engages them. And this insight can be crucial for advertisers to craft more effective campaigns, leading to better results, more satisfied customers. It's going to give you the ammunition that you need in order to put more of that content and attract more advertisers to your website. Targeted content is also good for differentiation. Does your competitor do this? I bet they're not. And if they're not, this is a great opportunity for you to beat them to the punch, because if somebody does an online search for advertising opportunities in your area, they're more than likely going to find the closest advertising opportunities, maybe in a bigger city or a bigger market next to you. And so you don't want them to get that phone call. Providing advertiser-focused content differentiates your station from the crowd. And this unique approach can attract advertisers looking to, they're looking for more innovative and supportive means of advertising in your area. So where do you start? Well, we have 20 starting blog ideas on our website at skyrocketradio.com. All you have to do is do a search for this, the strategic advantage of custom content for advertisers. It's going to be, if you go there in the next couple of days, it's going to be the first item that is there. But we'll give you the first five in this list. Success stories of local businesses advertising with you. This is probably an obvious one. Share your advertising on how the station helped move the needle for them, focusing on tangible results and testimonials. You can do advertising trends and insights. Analyze current advertising trends and include digital integration, podcast sponsorship, effective radio strategies. You're not going to be giving anything away on this blog or in this content that your competition probably already knows about you. They know that you're doing podcasts. They know that you have weather sponsorships and stuff like that. So you're not giving away the farm by putting this information out there for them to consume. What you're doing is you're making it easier for advertisers to find you. And they're not doing that. Tips for creating effective radio ads. That could be another blog post. You could provide actionable advice on creating compelling radio ads, including script writing, choosing the right music, understanding audience demographics, not letting them voice their own commercials, stuff like that. And things that you talk about in your sales meetings that you want them to know, but your salesperson can't say, hey, you know, a better ad for you is not going to be you coming in and voicing it. But if they read this as a best practice, then they're like, oh. And so that is a way for you to get clients to do what you want them to without actually being the bad guy. Number four in our list here of these starting ideas that you can use for your blog would be the importance of radio in the digital age. Discuss why radio remains a powerful medium for advertisers in an increasing digital world. Also, integrating radio and online advertising together. Explore those strategies for combining radio advertising with online efforts to achieve better results. And like I said, there are 15 more. I'm not going to go into every single one of them during the podcast here, but there are 15 more of them. Just go to skyrocketradio.com and look for the strategic advantage of custom content for advertisers. Now, I know as a radio station manager or content provider, that's just absolutely no time left in your day to be coming up with the tips for creating effective radio ads and writing this all from your knowledge or whatever. It's probably going to take you a couple hours. That's where AI comes in. All right. You could take, copy and paste each one of these titles that is in this post and stick it into an AI service like ChatGPT and say, write a blog post about integrating online and radio advertising together. Include the benefits, give some examples, and all the article just spits out for you. Proofread it, put in some of your insight to go along with it, and then there you go. It has taken you probably 5-6 minutes to do. I mean, Fred Jacobs with Jacobs Media, if you don't subscribe to his newsletter, he wakes up every morning and the very first thing he does is he writes a blog post. And we're not talking about a paragraph or two. We're talking about pages and pages. And I sit there and I read this thing and I'm like, how in the world? He must have taken all day. But no, he's just made that a part of his day. So, and he doesn't use the AI tools that I'm suggesting here. But I'm just saying, if you make this a part of your day, or you make it a part of your week, let's start out with once a month or once a week first, after you get maybe 5 or 10 under your belt. And then just make it a consistent process. Because if you're thinking to yourself, hey, you know, I'll just put about 20 of these on our website and I'll be done. But that's not going to work for you, because proper SEO, it looks for your website and it looks at the website every day and every month and says, okay, what new content is here? If there's not new content there, like recently posted, then search engine starts dropping you down in the search results. So even if you put these 20 blog posts on your website and you called it a day, and somebody across town starts next month with a brand new blog post every week, they're going to get the higher ranking. So it's a consistent thing that you must be doing. And AI, it's going to make it a whole lot easier for you to do. I mean, AI tools can analyze trends and audience interests, previous content. You could take that into consideration and suggest new topics for engaging advertisers and even listeners. You can take this strategy and do it for listeners as well. It can also help you generate a bigger list of potential blog post ideas. And then you just take those ideas back into an AI tool like ChatGPT and say, write a blog post about this. All right. So there's all kinds of great SEO and just content things that you can do with AI tools. And speaking of SEO, it actually makes content that is optimized for search engines. So all you have to do is say, hey, my keyword is radio advertising and online advertising. And so let's write a blog post about that. Keep in mind the keyword throughout. And then what it's going to do is it's going to write that content with that keyword in mind. So it's optimized right out of the gate. It's written so that the search engines will pick it up. So, and that's what you need to be in order to be found by those advertisers looking for advertising opportunities in your area. Now, speaking of SEO, monitoring the performance of your content through analytics is going to be crucial. Key metrics to watch include like page views, time on page, bounce rate, conversion rate. And what I mean by conversion rate is like, did somebody download your media kit? Did somebody fill out a form requesting more information? That sort of thing. That's a conversion. You've given them information and then you've made them do something. So that is called a conversion. This data can help you understand what content resonates with your advertisers so you can produce more of that content and get more other advertisers coming to your blog or coming back to your blog. Now, if you have a single station website, it's probably good to start with maybe a post category and then include the post category on your Advertise With Us page or maybe under your Contact Us list, maybe Advertising Insights or something like that. It's a good place to start if you have especially if you have a single station. If you realize by looking at the analytics that a lot of people are coming to this blog and they're taking in this content, you may consider taking that content and moving it over to like a market or corporate type website where you can get even deeper into the resources that your radio station and your group provides, all of the media kits, and maybe go into more detail about each radio station, the jobs that your company has, and that sort of thing. So it's a market or corporate website that can just takes everything into consideration and puts it all under one roof. So wrapping up, creating this content specifically for your radio station and your online advertisers is a strategic B2B marketing approach. It can strengthen your relationships. That's probably the best way that I can sell you doing this, is it's going to increase those, strengthen those relationships. It's going to enhance your station's value proposition, and it's going to attract more advertising revenue. All you have to do is take the little bit of time in order to make these things happen and then be consistent with it, because that is going to be the key to success. If you think that I'm just going to put 20 posts on this website and then I'm going to be done with it, it's going to fail. It's going to eventually just not appear in any kind of search engines. And that's what you want to happen. You want to be able to search for advertising opportunities in insert my area there, and then be found not only with just your phone number and your website, but also great information that they didn't have to do anything. It helps the advertiser make a more informed decision on where to spend their advertising dollars. This blog right here that we have on skyrocketradio.com, it is just for helping stations like you. It's not something that we're doing to really sell you our service, but it is something that we're giving you to make you trust us. And a lot of clients have found us simply because of this podcast and this blog, the free information that we are putting out there. And this is, we're leading by example by doing this. All right. So hopefully this information helps you. Again, go to our website at skyrocketradio.com to get all 20 of those starting blog titles. And all you have to do, just paste them into ChatGPT and say, write an article about this. And you're going to be amazed at the content that it gives you back. Hopefully this has helped you this week. If it has, be sure to share this content out with your radio colleagues. Leave a review, a like, a subscribe on YouTube. We so much appreciate it. Have an awesome week online, making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Better Radio Websites. Remember to subscribe, leave a rating or comment, and share this episode with your team and radio colleagues. For show notes, archived episodes, and more free resources, visit BetterRadioWebsites.com. Need help starting or making your radio website better? Visit SkyrocketRadio.com.